It's time for The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren is the author of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want and How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. He's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. And now, Warren Eckstein.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Labradoodle behaving a little loony, or really a lot loony? Does your favorite feline have you totally freaking out? You know you're being pushed around by your pugs. Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and truly, I mean truly want to understand your dogs and cats' behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you want to figure out how to resolve any issues you may be having with your dog or cat, you have come to the right place. Stay tuned. You are listening to The Pet Show, America's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, pet lifestyle, pet lovey-dovey. You got it. This is The Pet Show. So hop on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you. It is that time again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I've been stressing every week for 44 years, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, let's say your dog is peeing on the floor, your cat's keeping you up at night, not using the litter box, you got a new cat, the old cat hates him, you have a new boyfriend, your dog is not getting along with him, you can't take your dog for a walk, it's really traumatizing, you get the idea. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, great time to give me a call. I will help you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, or more likely, as I said, any issues they're having with you. And if you give me a call on the show, if you get through, I will send a great gift for your dog or cat. The phone number here at The Pet Show, plenty of time for your calls. Phone number 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. 866-870-KRLA. That is the phone number. As I said, I allowed plenty of times today to answer all of your questions and resolve some of the issues that your dogs and cats may be having with you. I got to tell you, man, I get this all week on my Instagram, on my YouTube channel. And as I go through the list, by the way, you should check out some of the questions I answer from you guys on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. It's amazing that our dogs and cats put up with us. They are so much more in tune with reality than the people they live with. But if you have a question or comment, great time to call me, 866-870-KRLA. Maybe your dog is a little shy. I'll give you a prime example. You know, a lot of dogs are fearful of thunder. My guys included, Molly and Willie, God knows what those poor dogs went through before I got them. But recently, you guys know, I moved to Arizona, not too far from Luke Air Force Base. So at least 15, 20 times a day, I have F-16s, F-35s flying over my house. And they're pretty darn noisy. I don't hear them. I spent a lot of time on Air Force bases. So to me, I'm immune to the sounds of jets taking off and jets landing. But the fact that it's consistent here, Molly and Willie, who used to be totally petrified of thunder and lightning, are adapting. Last night, we had a horrible storm here in Arizona, where I am. And the bottom line is that Molly and Willie didn't overreact to the thunder. And Denise and I were sitting around watching Seinfeld. I said, you notice, Denise, the dogs aren't reacting to the loud noise. And we both kind of assumed that what happened is they become so used to that loud booming sound because of all the F-16s that take off that they came a little bit accustomed to the sound of the thunder. They did bark a little bit towards the end, but there was some heavy-duty lightning. I think that's what they were barking at instead. So you never know what's going to resolve an issue you have with the dogs. So now I have Molly and Willie, and I moved to a place that there's very few thunderstorms, and the bottom line is now they can get along with them. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. That is the way to get. Let me tell you what is coming up on today's show. Besides answering all of your pet and animal questions, by the way, if you want to ask me a question on YouTube, you can. Just go to youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. I'll try to answer some questions there as well as the regular phone number, 866-870-5752. Let me tell you what's coming up on today's show. You know, A lot of my time is spent resolving issues that people have with their pets. So today we're going to take a look at some common mistakes that pet guardians like you make when you're just hanging out with your dog. So find out what these mistakes are, see if you're making them, and more importantly, how can you resolve those? So we'll take a look at that coming up a little bit later on today's show. Also, you know, I've had this argument so many times in my life with cat guardians and dog guardians. I am so sick and tired of hearing people say that cats are low maintenance animals. Cats are low maintenance pets. I don't buy it. I don't buy it for 1 minute. And I'm going to share my thoughts coming up a little bit later. So do you think that cats are kind of the low maintenance pets that people say they are? We'll talk about that a little bit later on today's show as well. Also coming up, you know, so many of my listeners, you guys absolutely amaze me every week. You know, you adopt older dogs, you adopt older cats. But today we're going to take a look at this. Did you know that as our dogs get older, you know, we might see them doing this a little bit differently or walking a little bit slower, but there's actually a lot of behavior changes that take place. Your dog, as he ages, may become more jumpy, may become more anxious, and you maybe get more frustrated with him. And I'll explain some of those changes and why they take place and what you can do. And yes, folks, after all the years I've been training animals, every continent, Europe, Southeast Asia, just about everywhere, almost every state, you know, as other trainers and behaviorists did, when we were teaching dogs to react, we always used the word, well, we're teaching the sit command, or we're teaching the stay command, or we're teaching the down command, or the come command. Well, I am making some changes. After all these years, I am dropping the term command from my vocabulary when it comes to training dogs. I don't like that word anymore. I'm not into the word command. I don't like the word command. To me, it irritates me because it's like dominant behavior and you got to command your dog to do this. How about explaining to your dog what's expected and educating your dog to respond? So I am taking, I'm trying to take the word command out of my vocabulary, but anyone who's been using certain words for as many years as I have, it's going to take a little time. So if you hear me use the word command on the show, you can correct me. It's okay. I'm a big boy. I can take it. Again, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. And that is the way to get through. As always, plenty of time for your questions and comments. I got some great stuff to give away as well. So if your pet happens to be jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, maybe that adorable dog you just adopted isn't housebroken. Maybe he doesn't get along with other dogs. Maybe he's afraid of people, or maybe he's just humping everything he sees. Give me a call, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Now, when you move, as I did recently, there's a lot of changes that go on in your life. You know, what do you do with this? What do you do with that? So I noticed the other day that I was sitting around with Molly and Willie, the dynamic duo, and I was asking them advice. Hey, Molly, what do you think about this? Hey, Willie, what do you think? I said, Willie, should I do that? Molly. And then I said to myself, Warren, you have crossed over. You have lost it. And then I said, you know what? I bet you I didn't. I bet you there's a lot of people out there that ask their dogs and their cats for advice. I bet it's not just me. So that's my question today. How many of my listeners out there will say to their dog or their cat, hey, what do you think about this? Should I do this? What do you think? How many people out there, ask their dogs or cats for advice? I'd love to hear from you. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. 866-870-5752. Now, you know, there are times I give a lot of stuff away on the show, and today is no different. However, I got a brand new item to give away on today's show. One of my listeners, my feline lovers listeners, one of their favorite items that I give away is kitty lickies. And I've been getting emails for months now. Warren, I know we hear all these people talking about kitty lickies and how great it is. What about doggy lickies? Come on, Warren. What about doggy lickies? So, I got a call from my friend Joey Herrick over at Lucy Pets, and if you're watching me, I'm holding up brand new on the market Lucy Doggy Lickies. I'll talk more about them later. However, the verdict is in. I gave doggy lickies for the first time to Molly and Willie yesterday, and it was love, love at first lick. I'm telling you, this is an amazing product. We'll talk more about it a little bit later, about how easy it is to use, especially for those that might have a finicky pet or just a dog or cat that wants a special treat every once in a while. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. Plenty of time for your calls. I want to hear from you guys as well. I'm still sitting here in shock that with all my knowledge and my experience, that it took F-15 fighter pilots to teach my dogs how to adapt to thunderstorms. It's really kind of amazing. Now, the other thing that's going on in my life, and then we'll get to some calls, is, as you guys know, I am pretty much a blue-collar guy. I grew up in a blue-collar neighborhood. Most of my friends were blue-collar. My father was in the auto body and fender business, blue-collar. And I've never played golf in my entire life, ever. Ever, ever, ever. I caddied when I was a kid at a golf course, but I never played golf. However, living in Arizona now, everyone's saying, hey, Warren, you got to get into golf. You got to get into golf. And I said to them, the only golf I'm ever going to get into has to have a clown's nose and a windmill, because that's the only golf you're ever going to see me play. However, because I live in a community where there's a lot of golfers, I want to be in with the in crowd. So I am now looking, with something I never thought I would be doing, to buy a golf cart. And it's confusing. What's the difference between this golf cart and that golf cart? And I'm doing it also from environmental reasons. You know, electric golf cart. I don't have to use it to go around the neighborhood. I can use that instead of a car. So I'm looking for a golf cart. I went golf cart shopping. What a thing. What a shock looking at these things. What a shock looking at the prices as well. Anyway, if you have a question or comment about your dog or your cat, your bird, you want to find out why they're behaving in a certain way. Maybe they're chewing, jumping, or humping. Maybe you just want to get into their head a little bit more. Maybe you want to make them feel more comfortable around you, or increase their mental stability, or increase their stimulation. Great time to give me a call. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. 866-870-5752. You know, let me start out with a call from, you know what, let me do this. Kathy, I don't want to rush you. So let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to Kathy. Kathy has an interesting question. She's going to be asking about distracting raccoons. Now, I can't train raccoons to sit, stay, and come. Not the word command, though. I can't train them to sit, stay, and come. However, what I can do is help her distract the raccoons if they're annoying her or bothering her, and in a positive way, because raccoons, I love raccoons. They're just amazing animals to watch as well. Anyway, 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. Do you ask your pets for advice? Don't be embarrassed. It's not like you're listening to any other show. You're listening to The Pet Show. Of course I'm going to ask questions like that. Do you ask your dogs or your cats for advice? Should I go? Should I stay? Should I date this person? Should I not date that person? Should I buy this? Should I not buy that? I do it all the time, but then again, I'm not normal. Maybe you are. Do you ask your pets for advice? Give me a call, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. That is the way to get through to the show. Before we do that, though, let me take a quick break. You heard me talking before for about 5 years now, 4 years. You hear me talking about kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet, what an incredible product it is. Well, now they have a brand new product called Doggy Lickies, which I'll talk more about a little bit later. But right now I want to talk about Lucy Pet Formulas for Life pet food. Now, I've been feeding Molly and Willie Lucy pet food since the day I rescued them from the High Kill shelter in California. And you know how good they look. You know how healthy they are. And I really attribute a lot of that, well, a lot of that because they live with me and I keep them stimulated. But more importantly, it's their diet, that prebiotic balanced fiber, the fact that Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in their own plant, the fact that I trust how healthy and how safe Lucy Pet Food is, are all part of the reason why the only thing that ever goes in Molly and Willie's dish is Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. But I want you to actually listen to a client, not a client, but actually a listener, on what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I've been feeding Lucy Pet Food.
Yeah.
And I ran out. And I've fed Brand X. I put it in the bowl. Dog comes over, takes one sniff, couple sniffs, looks at me like I'm Benedict Arnold.
Well, there you go. See, and that's why that's why she's barking. You ran out of Lucy pet food. That's why she's barking.
There you go.
You know, I hear this all the time from people that have switched over to Lucy Pet Food. The results are unbelievable. Their dogs are healthier, their cats are healthier, and they're a whole lot happier. I want you to go to their website where you can get the brand new doggy lickies as well. So go to LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. And if you go to their website, mix it up, get whatever you want, kitty lickies, doggy lickies. Spend just $35 at LucyPetProducts.com, and they will ship it to your home absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, just want to share a great story about a rescue dog or cat, I love to hear those. And again, I say this every week, but the reason I love to hear those is based on the fact that your stories very often entice other people to say, you know what? Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll go out and adopt a dog or cat, especially an older dog or cat, because they really need some homes. Have a question or comment? Great time to call me. Just want to brag about a dog or cat you rescued. I'd love to hear from you as well. The phone number, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Today's no different. I do have some great stuff to give away on the show as well. I'll be giving away kitty lickies. And for the first time ever, I'll be giving away some doggy lickies as well. Some t-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright. I'll also be giving away some copies of my best-selling books, either How to Get Your Dog or How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And lots of other stuff as well. So the phone number, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Hey, Kathy and Debbie, just before I get to your calls, here's a topic coming up, and I'd love to hear from you guys on it because it's a fight I've been having for years. Keeping cats exclusively indoors is cruel, according to some. I got into a debate this week. So people are saying that keeping cats exclusively indoors is cruel. You need to let your cat out. Otherwise, you're being abusive. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I want to get your take on that as well. Is keeping your cat indoors cruel, or is it the smart thing to do? 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. That is the way to get through. As I said, I'll take some questions if you want, or comments as well, on YouTube, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. But right now, we have Kathy calling from beautiful El Segundo, and with a raccoon question. No, I can't housebreak your raccoon. Hey, Kathy, welcome to the Pet Show.
In the evening, the backyard gets flooded with raccoons, and they're tearing up the backyard. And I have the world's greatest dog, and I can't let her out. I don't want her to encounter the raccoons. So what is your advice on how to get them to not come? I mean, I could
put a sign in the backyard with an arrow pointing to your neighbor's yard saying, go over there. I don't want you. No. What kind of dog do you have, Kathy?
I have a Sheltie.
Oh, beautiful Sheltie. They're so smart. They are incredible. Oh. And yes, they're not miniature collies, people. They're Shetland sheepdogs. Let's get that through your head. Okay, so we have raccoons coming in your backyard and you want to get rid of them. Well, we know that raccoons are nocturnal animals, which means they come out at night, okay? So as soon as it starts getting dark, the raccoons say, all right, this is it. I'm going out to the disco, and the disco seems to be in Kathy's backyard. So how are we going to resolve it? Number one of the best ways to do it is with solar lights that go on only when they're motion detection. Solar motion detection lights. I would put several of those. They're inexpensive. I think you can get them like at Home Depot or Lowe's or True Value. They're really inexpensive. I would put a bunch of those around. That's one of the better deterrents. The other thing I would also do is if you have a radio that you can leave on in the yard with a talk station. Wait, let me see. Let me recommend one. KRLA. If you leave the radio on, you have no idea how many raccoons Dennis Prager scared away. Or how many raccoons they scared away, Jennifer Square. Now, the bottom line is having the voice is important. But this is going to be something I've used. It may work. It may not work. But I'll give you some other ideas as well. Okay. And by the way, this works for other animals besides raccoons. I don't know if women still wear pantyhose. But if you have some old pantyhose around the house, where is he going with this? Take the pantyhose, go to your local grooming shop or your local hair person that does human hair. Let them save you some hair. Take that human hair, put it into pantyhose, let the pantyhose hang from some of the areas where the raccoons tend to hang out the most, and that human scent is very often enough to keep the raccoons away. I used that trick in upstate New York for many years when I had my sanctuary up there, and raccoons went to one area, and they stayed away. The deer didn't come onto the property. They kind of stayed on the outskirts. So you might want to tell your neighbor, say, listen, don't think I'm crazy, but there's going to be pantyhose hanging from my tree in the backyard. Okay. So pantyhose, bright lights in the backyard, two things. And number three, the other thing is also leaving that radio on. Now, this sometimes is great. If you have an outside perimeter around your property, because I don't want it to freak your dog out, you can go online to Amazon or any of those places. You can probably even pick this up at a local store. You can get some real cougar urine. Cougar urine comes in crystals. And you can buy it. I know people say, come on, you can't buy urine. Yes, you can. You can buy it online. You get some cougar urine, and if you take that cougar urine, you can spread that a little bit around the corners of your property. It's a strong scent, so you don't need a lot of it. Between the scent of a predator, the bright lights coming on, the sounds of Dennis Prager talking to the raccoons, and everything else involved, you should have a raccoon-free home. But that's the way I would approach it at this point.
Thank you. There are so many people. Wonderful.
Yeah, you know what it is? There are so many people out here, you know, and this is what you do. But it's all cruel methods. I love raccoons. All the animals. We can live together. We just have to make sure that we don't invade each other's property. So, yes, you can have your raccoons outside your property. But if you follow my advice, I'm sure you will be raccoon free. So let me tell you, how old is your dog?
Five and a half. And she would love that doggy lickies.
Oh, you're going to get some. You know, as a matter of fact, I just got the package of doggy lickies from Lucy delivered to my house yesterday. It was a big box. I got a lot of it. Anyway, the bottom line was, it's like a creamy puree treat. You can kind of just take it out of the tube and squirt it on their mouth. You can squirt it on their food. So I took it out yesterday. You know, my Willie is kind of a little bit of a finicky eater. And I got to tell you, man, he was just freaking out. This is it. He's like,
my dog is not a picky eater. She loves food.
Well, then she's going to love this, and it comes in a lot. The one I gave Willie, it comes in three different flavors. The one I gave Willie was chicken, sweet potato, and pumpkin. So let me do this. Ooh. Don't go anywhere, Kathy. I'm going to put you on hold. The lovely Suzette is going to pick up, and she will get your information and send that over, and I'm sure Lucy Petford will get you some doggy lickies. I was going to say kitty lickies. Doggy lickies for your Sheltie. By the way, what's your Sheltie's name? Oh, did we lose her? I put her on hold. I don't know where I am today. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. Come on, guys. These are two easy questions for you. Do you ask your dogs and cats for advice? Come on. Or is it cruel to keep cats inside? Debbie, I'm going to get to you in just a second. Is it true that cats will often choose to go outside if they're allowed to? But that doesn't mean it's the best option. Cats are domesticated, meaning they're not nearly as well equipped to live in the wild as their ancestors were. Some cat breeds are more athletic and well adapted to self-defense than others, but all cats are likely to be much healthier and long-lived inside the house. In fact, outdoor cats have an average lifespan of less than 5 years compared to 14 years for indoor cats. If you're worried about your cat will get bored or needs more engagement, just listen to the Pet Show. Consider teaching them to walk on a leash and harness, which I advocate, to go outside, building a legal cat house in the backyard, or just making sure that the indoors of your home is always outdoor interesting. That is an interesting question. Is it cruel? I get this all the time. Well, I let my cat out. I let him out. He never had anything problem. And then he went missing one day. Give me a call. Let me know. Let's go to my friend Debbie in LA. Hey, Debbie, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. We have a 4-year-old rescue Chihuahua.
I love you already.
I love him dearly. He's amazing. He came from Mexico, actually. We adopted him in Mexico.
Do you talk to him in Spanish, or does he understand? Is he bilingual?
He's bilingual. Yeah, he's bilingual.
Yeah, no, I've worked with dogs that were trilingual. Is trilingual a word? I don't know. I worked with dogs that spoke three different languages. I worked with a dog that understood Vietnamese, Yiddish. Listen to it, Vietnamese, Yiddish,
boy.
Italian, and a little bit of English. But I was able to do it. Somebody, tell me about your rescue Chihuahua.
So he's 4 years old. We've hired a trainer to come in and try to help housebreak him. Her suggestion was to not give him any water all day, which I thought, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And keep him on a leash while he's in the house so I can monitor him. But that's not realistic to keep him on a leash and wander around the house with him. So we've tried.
First of all, anyone that would tell you not to give your dog water all day long should be shown the exit immediately. Now, here's the right way to
Absolutely.
Do it.
Absolutely.
When you're trying to housebreak a dog, if you're running into an issue housebreaking a dog and you need to regulate it, what you do is you give your dog smaller amounts of water more frequently throughout the day so that you can monitor when he drank the water. In about 15, 20 minutes, you're probably going to want to take him out. So you don't want him, you may not want to leave a bowl down all the time when you're housebreaking, but you want to make sure he has access several times during the day for water. Leaving a dog without water, as far as I'm concerned, is literally abuse. Now, also tying the dog up, let's say you tie the dog up. What happens if he gets caught in the leash? What happens if he gets tangled up? What happens if he gets his paw caught? That's not the way to do it either. I do believe in confinement. However, I am not a big fan of crates. I think we should all have crates for emergencies, but I'm not a big fan of crates, okay? So there are other ways to do it.
He's in a baby playpen. So
does he have accidents in there? Does he have accidents in there?
No, but the minute he goes outside, he lifts his leg on every piece of furniture out here.
You mean in the house?
We outside and in the house.
Well, outside, so he should be lifting. Outside, and outside's where he has to pee, right?
But inside, same. He just lifts his leg everywhere.
Here's the bottom line. Confine or watch, no in between. Do that for 14 days. First of all, try to find any areas. You know what? I don't want to rush it. Can you hang on for a bit?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. When I come back, I want to resolve that issue for you. It's a really, in other words, 14 days, I promise you, you'll be walking around the house barefoot without stepping in any puddles. I promise you, if you listen to my advice. Quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Do you ask your pets for advice? That's one question. And is it cruel to keep your cats inside? I'm Warren Eckstein. This is the Pet Show.
Listen to the bow wows and meow.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call if you have a question or comment about your dog or cat. They're jumping, humping, digging, peeing. Don't get along with other dogs. Wake you up in the middle of the night. Your cat doesn't use the litter box. Great time to give me a call. Plenty of time for your calls. I got lots of stuff to give away. The phone number, 866-870-KRLA. That's 866-870-5752. 866-870-5752. Or if you just want to brag about a dog or cat you recently rescued, I would really, really love to hear from you guys because you encourage other people to do the same. So before that last break, we were speaking to my friend Debbie, who had rescued a chihuahua from Mexico who's having a housebreaking problem. And she inquired with a trainer, had a trainer come to her home. The trainer said, don't give the dog any water for the day and tie the dog up. And that's not what should be done. So again, are you home with the dog most of the day? You're out a lot, Debbie.
Yes, we're home with him. We're home with him most of the day.
Okay, piece of cake.
We take him out for walks, of course, but we're home.
Okay, so the bottom line is really simple. This dog should be totally housebroken in 14 days. And here's what I want you to do. With the water, you can give him a cup of water 4-5 times a day, but just make sure 20 minutes to a half hour after you give him the water, you take him outside for his walk. Also remember, when you take a dog outside, if you exercise him a little bit, it will encourage him to urinate as well. So the more, I'm assuming it's just peeing, or is he peeing and pooping?
Pretty much peeing.
Okay.
Not pooping.
The other thing I want you to do is I want you to find out all the different areas where the dog has previously gone. And if you can't remember, you can get a black light, bring it into the house, wait till nighttime.
Oh, we took up all the carpets. No, we took up all the carpets.
What kind of flooring do you have?
It's a hardwood. It's hardwood floor.
Okay, so what you want to do also, and this is something you're going to have to do some research on, you know, wood is porous. So it's very possible, mm-hmm. even though you took the carpeting up, some of the scent may still be there. So you might want to, you know, take a look and see if whatever stain and odor remover you're going to use is okay to use on wood. I would do that. That's number two. The other thing I want you to do is make sure that when you cannot watch the dog with a hawk eye, he goes into that playpen. So it's playpen or mom and dad are watching him, playpen. So from today on, it's almost impossible for him to have an accident in the house. Why? Because either you're watching him with a hawk eye or he's going to be confined in his playpen area. That should really resolve it for you. And when he does go outside, make sure you give him a lot of praise. So let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
When he does pee in the house, okay, and let's say you're walking around and you find that he peed somewhere, what do you usually do?
Well, we pick him up and take him outside and take him to the area that we like him to go and stand there with him.
Do you correct him? You don't say, bad dog, what did you do? Fooey, shame on you?
No.
Good. I even like you more. I think what happens is a lot of people, when they adopt a dog and the dog has accidents and they get frustrated, they spend more time correcting the dog and the dog says, hey, this is great. At least I'm getting attention. Maybe I'll continue to pee here to get that attention. So you're doing exactly the right thing. Now, after we've gone 14 days and we're giving the dog not a lot of freedom, but a little bit more freedom, I also want you to do this. I want you to spend more time with the dog, specifically in the areas where the majority of his accidents occurred. Put some of his toys there, put some of his treats there, spend a lot of time there. And again, the reason for that, he's not peeing in his playpen. I'm assuming he's not peeing where he sleeps. I'm assuming he's not peeing near his food dish. So all of those things put together will make your job a whole lot easier. So that's the way I would be approaching it right now. And don't get frustrated, because the minute you get frustrated, the more difficult it becomes to resolve an issue with a pet. But I definitely want you to use the stain and a good enzymatic stain and odor remover. I'm still in shock that someone told you not to give the dog water all day long.
After she told us that, because she sat down after she came a couple times to the house, and then she said, I'm going to sit down and go over what I recommend. Well, when she said no water, I said, okay, well, thank you, but we won't be needing you anymore.
Yeah.
You don't do how horrible to. I felt like saying, well, why don't we just tell you not to drink water all day and see how you like it?
But it's not unusual. I had a call this week. It wasn't a call. I got some question on my YouTube channel, and someone had also hired a trainer, and they could not get the dog to poop outside. And what the trainer recommended was they run to the drugstore and they buy some infant glycerol suppositories.
Oh, wow.
And they take the dog out, and every time the dog went outside, they would use the suppository, which can be very, very harmful and actually prohibit the dog from feeling comfortable. So that's whatever advice you take from where you take it. And just, we're lucky we live in Southern California. I used to live there, because there are so many great trainers and behaviorists that you can. But if something doesn't sound right, generally speaking, it's not right. So tell me quickly how you got this dog from Mexico.
Well, so we go to Costco a lot on vacation, and we said we wanted to adopt a dog, so we contacted a company that rescues them from the street, basically, and then they put them in houses, and you go to the house to see the dog, and then, you know, if you don't connect with that one, then they have another house that you can go to and see. They only take, each house only takes like two or three dogs, so there's not a big...
There's some amazing rescues. A lot of amazing rescues. One of my friends runs a Chiquita, which does a lot of rescue in Mexico. A Delta does a lot of rescue there. So yeah, it's a lot of people, and there's an overpopulation in Mexico of dogs, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think if the government would spend more time spaying and neutering, maybe we'd get more done. Anyway, great call. I'm trying to think what I want to send you, Debbie. I was going to send you a copy of the book, because there's a great article on housebreaking there, but I'm afraid the book's going to take a little while to get there with the post office the way it is.
Well, I will definitely instill what you've just said, Warren. Thank you so much.
You can also go to the website, thepetshow.com or youtube.com/WarrenEckstein, and get it there.
Okay.
But in the meantime, for your incredible concern over this dog and the fact that you rescued him, I am going to put you on hold, and I am sending you a T-shirt that says none of my friends walk upright. Wear it proudly. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Lots of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. As I said, lots of stuff to give away. We have the brand new Lucy Doggy Lickies. I'm telling you, what an amazing product this is. I just got it the other day, and I'm already thrilled about it. I got some copies of my best-selling books. I got the, you just heard me give away a T-shirt. I got some air horns to give away as well. And if you take your dog for a walk at night, you would want one of those air horns with you. The number here at the Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. And the question of the day is, I thought you guys would be more responsive to this. I'm kind of waiting for you. Do you ask your dogs or cats for advice? I do all the time. I ask Molly and Willie for advice, you know, not financial advice because I don't do any financial stuff. Thank God for Denise. I don't even know what bank we use. Thank goodness for Denise and her abilities. But, you know, what do you think, guys? Should I do this? Should I go for a walk this morning? Should I do that? I really do ask them for advice. And it may sound a little eccentric or crazy, and, you know, I would never sound that. They respond to me. I can look at them and say, you know, they're responding. They're telling me, they're giving me their advice. They're letting me know what I should do. So should I be put away or or what? So anyway, give me a call, 866-870-KRLA. Plenty of time to answer all your questions and comments. And also, it's going to be hard for me, and you guys are going to have to correct me a few times, because especially with my military background, when it came to training dogs, it was always the sit command, the stay command, the down command, the come command, 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 command. I am sick of it. Maybe I'm just getting a little older and a little softer, but I don't want to use the word command anymore. I'm taking the word command out of my vocabulary as much as I can and replacing the word command with educating or education. I think that's more important. I think that's a better way, because sometimes when people use the word command or certain words we use, we expect to get the response from that word. And command means you need to do it right away, which, by the way, I'm going to talk about a little bit later. How many times should you ask your dog to sit? How many times should you ask your dog to come before it becomes a problem? Once, twice, three times, four times? How often is normal for your dog to come or respond to, I almost said command, or respond to an educational that you're giving him? Give me a call. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Do you agree with me? Should I get rid of the word? Should I get rid of the word command? I think I should. I mean, it's in my book, so I know I'm going to get a lot of calls. Oh, it's in your books. Well, yeah, the books were written a while ago. Give me a call, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Let me take a quick break. Wow, I'm going to go to David, and then we got Rick. Got great calls coming in. So give me a call, 866-870-KRLA. Let me take a quick break, and we'll get right to your calls, I promise. All right. Kitty Lickies. Yeah, Kitty Lickies. Well, Kitty Lickies, we also have now Doggy Lickies. Now, I'm going to do this. I'm going to read it from my Kitty Licky thing, but it applies to your Doggy Lickies as well, so listen carefully. Well, when it comes to cats, you know that cats call the shots. Cats tell you when they want to sleep, when they want to socialize, when they want to hang out, when they want to play, what they want to watch on TV, what they want to listen to on the radio. And if cats were asking you specifically, they'd say, hey, mom, hey, pop, we want Kitty Licky. Why? Kitty Lickies are scrumptious, lickable, moose cat treats, also food toppers. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies either directly from the pouch or you can squeeze it over dry food for that extra treat. Amazing for finicky cats. Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treat comes in three of your cat's favorite, chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. In fact, here's a listener what they said about their cats and Kitty Lickies.
Also, I want to tell you that Kitty Lickies saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The Kitty Lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
These are the calls. These are the type of Kitty Lickies. For years now, people say, Warren, we hear these people on your show bragging and loving Kitty Lickies. It changed your life. The cats love them anymore. The cat that won't eat is loving it. So what about Doggy Lickies? Well, good news for you guys. Doggy Lickies, I just got my first shipment yesterday. Thank you, Joey, and the people over at Lucy, Betsy, over at Lucy Pet. Doggy Lickies. And before I would talk about them on the air, I wanted to try them out on Molly and Willie. And so last night, the box came. I opened it up. I said, Molly, Willie, what flavor would you like to try? They convinced me chicken, sweet potato, and pumpkin was the way they wanted to go. So that's what I gave them. You squeeze it out of a little tube. You can give it right on their tongue. You can put it on top of their food. There's a lot of things you can do with it. And I'm telling you, doggy lickies are now amazing and part of Willie and Molly. So I want you to check out either Kitty Lickies or Doggy Lickies. I want you to go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. If you have a dog, I'm telling you, it's going to change your life with Doggy Lickies. Go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35. If you have a cat and a dog, you get Lucy Pet. You can get the Doggy Lickies and the Kitty Lickies for both. Go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend $35 and they will ship it to you absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Like the dolphin who guides you, you bring us beside you.
You know, every time I hear this song by John Denver, I visualize myself in southern Florida, actually not southern, in Orlando, Florida, swimming with the dolphins. Every time I hear the song, it just brings back such calmness, what a day that was. Hey, we are back on The Pet Show. The phone number is 866-870-CARE-LA. We're going to go to Tila. We're going to go to Angelica. We're going to go to Rick, but right now let's go to my friend David with an interesting call. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Warren. Yes, I love John Denver, too. And let me begin by just noting that you once sent me cat lickies, and how come you don't advertise it that uses tapioca as the starch instead of something like wheat, which some dogs might be allergic to?
Well, you just said it.
That was kind of...
You just said it. Thank you for that. Thank you for that, David. And by the way, it's the same thing, the tapioca and the dog as well.
Okay, the other thing is a really interesting observation. So I go to the dog park, and I see some dog, and I ask the owner, what is that? And he tells me that twice it tested as male with a DNA test, but it's actually got female parts, which to me means it's an XXY. And the dog was for 4 years wandering the streets of Mexico and never got pregnant, which indicates it's pretty sterile. And he said that something like 1 in 10,000 dogs have this condition. I found it fascinating. It's a very sweet dog.
Yeah, it is fascinating, and it's something that obviously is very, 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 very rare. I don't think in my career, and I've worked with over 50,000 animals, I don't think I've ever seen one. I've heard about them. I've had people tell me about, you know, the dogs kind of with both sexes, but I haven't actually seen one myself. So it's really interesting. I'm really glad to hear that the dog, and it's a great question. I think it's a question that I'll ask one of my vets. What about the health of the dog? Does the fact that the dog has both male and female parts,
No, externally, it's a female.
Oh, okay. So it's just okay. Okay.
No. It's not a hermaphrodite. It only has female parts, but genetically it shows up with a Y chromosome.
That's even rarer because hermaphrodite dogs are not that uncommon. It does happen occasionally, but this I've never heard of. I've never heard of it, so it's kind of interesting to me. I'm going to have to... Thank you. Thank you, David, for making me go do some research. I really appreciate it. Like, I don't have enough to do.
Get on the internet, man.
I'm going to go right directly to Cornell University. That's where I'm going to go. It's a great call, by the way. It's really interesting. And the fact that it only has the female, parts, but it has the female parts, but it has the male chromosome.
The owner told me he had to photograph the dog's parts and send it in. And then they sent him a second test and it still came up male.
Interesting. That's really... I wonder how the dog is registered. It's really interesting. Really interesting.
It's obviously female because the guy didn't know until he ran a DNA test.
Yeah, but now that he has the DNA test, you know, when he goes to register the dog, does he register him as a female or a male? Is the chromosome more important?
Come on.
I don't know. I'm just saying. We don't know if it's a male or a female, correct? It has male chromosomes.
No, it looks like a female, but it's got a Y chromosome.
A Y chromosome. So that's very, very unusual. So I'm just saying. I mean, reality is that the chromosomes that determine sex.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great call, by the way, David. What kind of pets do you have?
I have a 14-year-old cat and a 14-year-old dog, Beagle Jack Russell mix.
And how long ago did you call me when I sent you the Kitty Lickies?
A long time ago, but I don't need anything. Thank you so much. Donate it, please.
David, I certainly will. And thanks for making me do some research. I appreciate that phone call. That's kind of an interesting call. I thought the dog had both male and female, which is not that uncommon. It's uncommon, but not that uncommon. But I've never heard of the a dog having a male chromosome and being totally female. Kind of interesting. If anyone knows better, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call. 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Interesting call that was. Wow. Anyway, let me do this. I need to take a break. When I come back, Rick, you're going to be up next in Glendale. You want to know how to choose a veterinarian. Your vet just passed away. I'm going through the same thing. We have Tila calling from Birmingham, Alabama. She has a dog she's taking care of. We got Angelica calling, and she has a dog that's aggressive to other dogs when they walk. How common is that? Great time to give me a call. I do have an open line. The phone number, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Come on, guys. The question of the day, nobody out there but me ask their dog or cat for advice. Should we go? Should I go? Should she go? Should she? Give me a call. Let me know. 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein, 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. Let's go to Rick calling from Glendale. Hey, Rick, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for your show, by the way. Every Saturday, I look forward to listening to you. And today, a couple of things came up. But number one, yes, I talk to my dog, and I listen to my dog. And when we're out walking, the dog actually stops at a corner, and she'll look at me. Well, we have two dogs, but one definitely she wants to go a different direction, and I've learned to go with her, and it's been really fun to do that.
It's their walk. If they want to go left, go left. It's their walk. If they want to go left, go left. If they want to go right, go right. I do the same thing.
And it's been fun. I walk them a couple times a day, sometimes three, just because it's so much fun to be with them. And I have children too, but it's just the dogs. There's something personal that occurs with their intuition that I think they have it. So anyway,
they know more about us than we'll ever know.
I agree. The other reason I did call though was my vet of 40 years and has been with a number of my animals had to retire because of illness and stuff. And but I'm looking at how do I interview a new veterinarian. I mean, I know it sounds easy, but.
No, it's not. No, listen, let me tell you how not easy it is, okay? You would think that me, of all people, would have the easiest time finding a vet, right?
Well, yes, but
I recently moved from Santa Monica to Arizona. I have incredible vets in Santa Monica that I adored. My last vet, Debbie, would come to the house and take care of Molly and Willie. However, now that I moved, she's not going to come to Arizona, so I'm in the same position as you are. I need to find a new veterinarian. So let me do this, okay? You got some time. I don't want to rush you, and I got a break for the top.
No, I'm fine.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold, and we're also, Tila, I'm going to get to your call next hour. Angelica, I want to get to your call. I definitely want to get to Cindy in Northridge. We'll get to all your calls. The phones are jam-packed, but it's a great question that he's calling, and I'm going through the same thing right now because I recently moved. How am I going to choose? And I'm very particular, how am I going to choose what veterinarian that I'm going to use now for Molly and Willie? Well, first of all, I'm not going to choose the veterinarian. Molly and Willie are going to choose the veterinarian. I'll talk more about that, what I'm going to be going through. We'll get to all your calls right after this. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Your favorite socks. He sure knows how to get
welcome back. You're listening to The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is it, folks. America's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, pet lifestyle show. If you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat's behavior, you want to find out why they do what they do or how to resolve it, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. That is the way to get to. We're going to get to all your calls, I promise it right now. Let me go back to my friend Rick. Hey, Rick, you still with me?
I am. Yes, sir.
Okay, so here's the deal. Rick was asking me, he's a longtime veterinarian for over 40 years, had to kind of leave the practice or retire from the practice for health issues, and my prayers go for him. But the bottom line is, as I said, I recently moved, and I'm going through the same thing. In fact, how am I going to find a new vet for Molly and Willie? And I've already started. Number one, what I do is I ask people that I know or see that have healthy-looking dogs walking around, hey, what vet do you use? Hey, what vet do you use? Other thing you can do is go to the dog park and ask people there what veterinarians they use in the area, what kind of success they've had with them. But the most important thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to find out what the hours of the new veterinarian are. That's number one. Number two, the longevity of the vet techs that work there. What do I do in an emergency situation? Does he have 24-hour emergency backup? Or if he's on vacation, is there a backup vet taking care of him? These are all things I take a look into. And all that put aside, the most important thing that I do is I will pay. I'm going to have a vet come to my home. I prefer having them come to my home. There are times when you have no choice. You have to take them, but I prefer coming to my home. But let's be realistic. There's not a dog or a cat that I know that just adores going to the veterinarian, and they're more stressed, and so is the guardian at that point. So having a vet come to the home is a great idea. If you can, not everyone can. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay for a consultation, have this vet come to my house. I'm going to sit down, watch how he reacts with Molly and Willie. I'm going to ask him every question on the book, and believe me, I know what questions to ask him. Then what I'll do is I'll start making a decision in terms of, is this the man or woman that I want my dogs to be taken care of by? So those are the type of things. I would check references. You can go on you can Google, and you can get more information online nowadays with the internet. But what I do is I generally would like to talk to people that have been using a vet for a while, find out what their experience has been, and any vet that's not willing to sit down and talk with you and have a consultation prior is probably not the vet you want to use. And who is his backup? What happens if he's on vacation and he's away? Those are just some of the things I would tackle at that point, Rick.
Right. That was best part about the doctor, the vet that I did have, is that he came to the home on several occasions for the different.
Yeah, you know, people, more and more vets.
That worked out so well.
Yeah, more and more vets are doing it. I mean, obviously there are times when they have to anesthetize for surgery, or in some extreme cases, teeth cleaning. So then you have to go there. The last time I took Molly and Willie to the vet, they had their teeth cleaned. My vet said, "You're not going to sit in the parking lot for 5 hours, are you?" I said, "You look out the window. That's where I'll be sitting, right in the parking lot for 5 hours until they're ready to come home." I'm a little crazy, but I think that's probably the most important part. And get a good feel. How does he react with your pets? How does he deal with your pets? Are your pets kind of comfortable with him? Is he comfortable with your pets, or does he spend more time talking to you, telling you how good he is, rather than spending time getting to know your dogs or cats? That's going to indicate to me what vet I'm going to choose. I hope that helps you out a bit there, Rick.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I forgot about just asking people, and I talk to other people on our walks all the time, so that's easy to do then. So
yeah, that's real important. But just because you know, not everyone gets along, just because someone gets along with somebody doesn't mean everyone's going to get along. So you're going to have to do your own interviewing at this point.
Yes. Warren, thank you.
Hey, Rick, what kind of dog do you have? What kind of dog do you have?
They're both mixed shelter dogs, but one is a poodle mix with a terrier, and the other one is a chihuahua with a another dog mix. They've been just delightful.
Rick,
I
know you listen
in many cases. So,
Rick, I know you listen to the show. I know you listen to the show. So here. We no longer call them mixed anymore. What do we call them? Blended breeds.
Blended breeds.
There you go.
Thank you.
Give those blended breeds a hug, because I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you some. You know what? I'm going to send you kitty lickies for your dogs. I'm kidding. No, I'm going to send you doggy lickies for your dogs, not kitty lickies. I knew I'd make that mistake once or twice every show. Some doggy lickies on its way to you, and I do appreciate that phone call. Who's up next here? We are going to Tila. Hi, calling from Birmingham. Hey, Tila, how you doing?
Hey, good. Sometimes I call you from Georgia. Now I'm in Alabama, but always love to get your input.
What are you on the lam from the law, running around state to state there, Tima?
Well, you know, I go house to house to help people with pets all over the country. So just whatever somebody needs somewhere, I just go there. I sold my house years ago. I just don't need it anymore.
No, I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad you're doing that. So will you travel around taking care of people's pets in what capacity?
Well, you know, people go away for vacations or various and sundry things, and they just need somebody to take care of their pets like they're having their, you know, caring for them like they're their own.
Oh, no, yeah. Listen, my pet sitter is part of the family. The person, I just got a new one in Arizona, and she's now already part of the family. In fact, she's coming over this evening tomorrow evening. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But anyway, yeah, so it's a great thing to do. So tell me what your problem is with this dog you're taking care of.
Okay, so I've cared for one of them a fair amount, an Australian Shepherd, and then they got a new puppy, a Havanese puppy, that I've only had to take care of just like one day. But now they're gone for a substantial amount of time, and I went over everything before they left, just making sure I was up to speed on everything. And when they left, I couldn't find the dog's bowl, the little Havanese puppy's food bowl, but its water bowl was in the food stand in the elevated bowls. And the other dog had her bowls there. So I text him and I said, hey, you know, I looked everywhere. Couldn't find him anywhere. I say everywhere, you know, kitchen all around, laundry room, et cetera. And I text him and I said, hey, you know, where's his bowl? And maybe check our bathroom. And I thought, uh-oh. Okay, why are we feeding him in the bathroom? Went back there and there's several bowls on the floor there. So I realized when I started trying to feed him, he's not keen on eating. And that's a serious problem. So I had a little trouble with it. I texted him again and said, have y'all possibly been hand feeding him? You know, because what's going on? And they said, well, no, but he hasn't, just kind of stumbled. So basically they said at one point the Australian Shepherd might have accidentally eaten his food one time. And so now he's just not wanting to get near his bowl.
Yeah, but stop for that. Why were the dishes in the bathroom? That's my question.
Yeah, well, because they're feeding him separately.
Feeding him separately is one thing, but you know, no one wants to eat in a John. Let's be realistic, okay?
There you go.
That would be first thing is getting his food out. But what I would try to do, number one, is I would try to encourage him by heating up his food just a little bit before you give it to him. And what happens when you heat up food?
I know your tricks. So I have tried some things. I had to actually call the vet, and the vet said I could give him the other dog's food, even though it's not puppy food, just to get him to eat. And then they said, yeah, he was just in here a few months ago. We had to give him something to stimulate his appetite. His appetite's not the issue. He's scared to death of the other dog. So I'm trying to separate them, and I'm just wanting to see if you thought, separate them by, I changed the...
Yeah, but do they get along? Do the dogs get along when they're not eating?
They do. They do get along when they're not eating.
Okay, so here's my next trick for you. I want you to feed each one of them out of three dishes.
Okay.
Each one of them, what I want you to do is take the bigger dog or the older dog, put his three dishes, you know, maybe a half a foot apart from each other, and maybe 4 or 5 feet away from that, put the other puppy's dishes there as well. And doing the same things I'm talking about with the heating and the other information I've already given you. I think that might be beneficial. Once the other dog sees the three dishes, he's going to go from one dish to another, which may give that newer dog the opportunity. However, there are certain dogs that have difficult times with appetite, so that's an exact reason. So what I'm going to do, I don't know how long you're going to be there, or how long it's going to take to get to you, but the doggy lickies, I'm holding one up right now, the doggy lickies for those people on YouTube, I just got these, and that's exactly what they're made for. Besides just a treat, they're really made specifically for dogs or cats that are really finicky eaters, and that's why it's so flavorful. It's kind of like a porridge, and you just kind of put it over their food a little bit, or you can sprinkle around. I'm going to send you some of the doggy lickies for their dog, and hopefully that'd be beneficial. But I think feeding out of three dishes might help you out as well at this point.
All right, we'll give it a whirl and see how that rolls.
Give it a shot, and let's hope you don't get caught by the next time you call me. Anyway, Sheila, I'm going to put you on hold. The lovely Suzette's going to pick up, and we're going to send you some doggy lickies. You're glad you told me about doggy lickies now, Joey. I'm giving some away. But it's really interesting how, you know, there are certain dogs that are just kind of and cats for that matter, and people that are just kind of finicky. I'm one of them. I'm a finicky eater. I don't eat meals. I just grab this or I grab a fruit or I'm kind of finicky myself. Maybe I should try some doggy lickies. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. Let's go to Angelica. Hey, Angelica, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good. How's everything in beautiful New York today?
Oh, everything is great. I'm so excited to be talking to you. I have a six-year-old dachshund pit bull mix. He's the love of my life. He's the sweetest dog in the whole entire world.
That's quite a combination, a dachshund and a pit bull. I want to see how they bred together.
Yeah. I don't know how it happened, but he is just absolutely beautiful. He's the love of my life. The past year or so, he's become very reactive with other dogs on our walks. So it's resulted in me walking him later at night. If I take him during the day, I have to avoid every dog or trigger I can see. Because he just goes nuts, and he's never had a bad experience with another
dog. What's your reaction when you say he goes nuts when he sees another dog? What's your reaction at that point?
I just try to stay calm because I know that he could feel what I'm feeling. So I try to distract
him. Staying calm and doing what?
I try to distract him. Try to get him to look in another direction. I'm not, tugging on his leash. I don't give him any tension. I'm just the whole time trying to, redirect him, keeping my energy super calm.
This is such a common problem, and so many people have issues that are exactly the same as yours, but they try too hard to resolve them. The way to resolve a situation like this, in most cases, is to totally ignore it. Because when you react to it, what's happening is you're actually reinforcing that behavior. Now, I know it's difficult.
Right.
He sees another dog and all of a sudden he turns into Cujo. I get it. I know what you're talking about. But the bottom line is this, okay? The minute you stop, you reinforce that there's a reason for that behavior. What you need to do is continue on your way. Just continue on your way. He might be going crazy. He might be barking. Just keep walking. You can say it's none of your concern, whatever you want. What happens is you get past that other dog without having a major, major reaction on your part. That's what we want to be. And if you're consistent with that, it's not going to happen overnight. Okay, it's going to take a couple of weeks of consistent work, but that's how it's resolved. You know, years ago, before I moved to the West Coast, when I was living in New York City, the dogs live they're kind of on top of each other. The two dogs in the elevator, four dogs in the elevator. I'm walking in Central Park. I'm walking in Riverside, whatever it be. And so because the dogs were so kind of together, I had a lot of situations exactly what you're talking about. And trainers will say, correct the dog, put a prong collar on the dog, do this, do that. And I said, no, just walk past, ignore it. Sooner or later, if there's no reaction, the dog will get the idea that there's not going to be any reaction on your part as well. Though, as calm as you're trying to stay, as mellow as I know you can be in beautiful East Chester, New York, believe me, you might fool me, but you're not fooling the dog. You're not fooling the dog. So again, by walking and just say, it's none of your concern. I know it sounds easy and it really is easy. It's just going to take a little bit more time and a little bit more patience. And I promise you, he will come around. And by the way, dachshund pit bull, that's quite a combination. They're pretty, both breeds I absolutely adore, but dachshund's kind of like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog suit. They're ready to take on the world sometimes, So you know, a little bit of basic training, follow my advice, and I think you're going to be right on target.
I definitely will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm going to try
Angelica,
it out.
Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, Angelica, and you're going to get a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. There's a whole chapter specifically dealing with exactly what you just asked me. So that's on its way to you, and I appreciate the phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Let me do this. What we're going to do is I am going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to take Cindy, and then I'm going to go to Joe, and then I definitely want to get to you, Casey. Casey's calling from Hollywood. She says she knows a vet who does house calls going to Arizona. Uh-oh, maybe I got a new vet for the dogs. I don't know. I got one interview coming up. We'll talk to you, Casey. 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. A quick break, then right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. So every week, for years now, you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food. and why I'm such a believer in Lucy Pet Food. But you don't have to listen to me. You can listen to my listeners over and over again. First of all, it's manufactured right here in Southern California at their own plant. I say that every week, and people say, what does that mean? I said, well, would you want to buy a dog food where they might make 50 other brands in a big factory somewhere and just put different labels on them? Or maybe they change it this, they change that a little bit and put a label on it. I want to know where my dog food's made. And I can tell you where it's made, right here in Southern California at their own plant with their own laboratory by the most incredible staff of people with the same passions you and I have. They love their dogs. They love their cats. And that's why when it came to feeding my dog, Molly and Willie, Lucy Pet Food's the only food I feed them. And now with their brand new doggy lickies, boy, I'm Molly, Willie in heaven. But don't take just my advice. Here's a listener talking about Lucy Pet Food.
Can I give a quick story about Lucy Pet Food?
Sure.
Okay, so I bought it because you said to buy it, and it says to blend it in with the food that you're feeding them.
Yeah.
So they can, like, you know, gradually, you know, get used to it. And my dog said, no way. They immediately started taking out the old food and leaving it all over the floor and only eating the Lucy Pet Food.
That's quite, what kind of dog is it?
Two Chihuahuas.
Those are smart dogs, I'm telling you right off the bat, because they're now getting the best food they can possibly get. And if you want to make sure your dogs and your cats are getting the best food available, I want you to check out Lucy Pet Food. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. Yeah, that's exactly where you can buy the new doggy lickies or the kitty lickies besides the Lucy Pet Food. So go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35 and they will ship free. And I'm telling you, wait till you see the expression on your dog's face when you check out these brand new doggy lickies by Lucy Pet. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
The cat with the flashlight eyes.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 866-870-CAROLA. Just before I get back to the phones, I definitely want to get to, I'm going to get to you, Cindy. I want to get to Joe, Casey, definitely. Jason, I want to try to get to you. Jason is kind of interesting. It's got his, it bothered me, the attitudes of people in German Shepherds. I want to try to get to your call as well, Jason. But let me do this quick thing on this because it's so important. I want to talk about some of the most common mistakes that pet guardians, especially dog guardians, make. It's something I wrote this week. Number one, the most important thing, the biggest mistake people make is the lack of consistency. One person telling the dog to do one thing, another person telling the dog to do something else. Jump on the couch, get off the couch. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't jump on me, jump on me. Lack of consistency. Consistency is critical for a well-behaved pet. Not all the time, not 100%, but try to be as consistent as possible. Lack of clear instructions. You know, very often people tell their dog what to do and the dog doesn't understand what they're talking about. So be really clear about what your expectations are. That's critical. Now, here's the most important thing I wrote. So let me share this with you. I called it inadvertently punishing good behavior. This is real important because a lot of people do this. Let's say you go out with your dog for a few minutes just so that he can go to the toilet and you take him straight back inside afterwards. So you take your dog out, he's got to pee, he's got to poop, he pees, he poops, and you take him right back in the house. Your dog will soon learn that the longer he takes to go about his business, the longer he gets to be outside. Right? Common sense? So in other words, I know I had a dog once, and there was a time when I was working 100 hours a week, and I take him out, hurry up, pee and poop, hurry up, pee and poop, and I'm sorry I ever did that. And he realized that if he peed and pooped right away, I'd bring him right inside. So I was living on the beach in Long Island at the time. So he would say, you know, let's meander down the beach for a mile or two before I decide this is the spot that I like. So just some of the more common mistakes, lack of consistency, lack of clear instructions, and inadvertently punishing good behavior. Some people do that and they don't realize what they're doing. I am going to go right now to Cindy in Northridge. Hey, Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren.
How are you today, Cindy?
I'm calling about my senior dog. We think he's about 15. He's from the West Valley Animal Shelter. And has one eye, and he's losing sight in that eye, and he also has hearing loss. And he walks around the house and barks, just barks at nothing, for up to 40 minutes at a time.
Well, what makes you think he's barking at nothing?
that's a good question.
No, I get this all the time, but listen to me. First of all, even though he's losing his hearing's probably still better than yours. The average hearing of a dog is 10 times better than a human. The smell is 1,000 times better, so he might be smelling things. That's why he's barking. But that's probably not the reason. 15 years old, okay? Everything's changing. So the sounds that used to sound one way to him don't sound the same. causing some anxiety on his part. The smells around him don't smell the same, causing anxiety on his part. So all of those things are causing the excessive barking. One of the best ways to deal with this, especially with a dog at 15 years old, is I kiss him on the head every day and say, bark your heart out, dude. But what I think you should do at this point is get yourself a really good pair of earplugs. I mean, I know that's not what you want to hear.
Okay.
I know that's not what you want, but you can try to distract him. Does he still play with toys?
Yeah, on occasion. He's not a big toy player.
Well, see if you can find a couple of different toys, one way or the other, that he likes, and see if you can distract him a little bit. But at 15 years old, there's no correction that you're ever going to get from Warren for a 15-year-old dog, unless it's something that's really annoying, like biting people. But the fact that he's barking,
right,
I got to be honest with you, okay? I'm not getting any younger either.
I
told you I lived on an Air Force base at Langley Air Force Base for many years in Virginia. And the bottom line is now that I moved to Arizona, I got Luke Air Force Base. There are literally, this is where they train all the F-16 pilots. I have jets flying over my head 24/7. They never bothered me when I was younger, but now, oh man, I'm trying to watch Seinfeld, and there's another one of those F-16s going over my head. So yeah, things sound different, things change, personalities change. Give him a hug and a kiss, and just bless him every day that you have him, and try to distract him a little bit.
That's the best. We do.
What a lovely person you are, really. Have you had him since he was a puppy?
No, he was actually a rescue, so we're not even quite sure that he's 15, because we got him in 2012. And, you know, they gave an approximation. So he could be older.
Well, what I want you to do is I want you to give him a big hug and a kiss for me. And
thank you.
And, I don't know what I want to send him. I'm trying to think. You know what?
I think I lost you.
No, yeah, I'm here. You didn't lose me. I'm putting you on hold.
Good.
I'm putting you on hold, and I'm sending you an air horn. And here's why I'm sending the air horn, because he gets older, when you take him for a walk, he doesn't hear things the same way. But if you see something like stray dogs or other things around, you can tap the air horn. It won't bother him so much, but it'll keep the other animals away from him. Great call, by the way. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870. Let's go to Joe in Santa Barbara. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello, Warren.
How you doing, Joe? What's up?
I just wanted to let you know that in genetics class, they told us that a female, XX female, with an extra Y chromosome would be called a super female. So it wasn't clear whether or not Rick's dog was tested to see if it was an XXY or an XY. He just mentioned they said he had a Y chromosome, but it would have to be either XXY, XX, or XY. So I'm assuming it's an XXY, what they call a super female.
Joe, that must have been the class I missed at the University of Frankfurt, the XXYX. That must have been the class where I went to the local beer house with the other trainers there. I'm glad that you called. It's fascinating to me. It really, really is that there are so many things. And I don't hear about them that often on the show, but I wonder how many people.
It's rare. It's a rare condition. Yeah. It happens to humans, too.
Really? Great. Thank you for clarifying. Are you in school now, Joe? Are you taking courses now, or this something?
No. I graduated a long time ago in pharmacology.
Ah, there you go. Well, thank you for that call. I appreciate it. What kind of pets do you have?
I got two cats, an older tabby, orange tabby, an older male, and a younger black, long-haired, looks like a cross between a Persian and a tabby kind of Persian that gets really, really, really thick hair, kind of tough around the neck and under the armpits and that, and you got to keep brushing to keep them from knotting up.
Yeah, it sounds like, I'm so glad you called, though, because it clarified a few things for me as well. Let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you, I know I'm giving away a lot today, but I'm also going to send you some kitty lickies for your cat. Joey, I know I do, but I have to do it today. All right, let me do this. I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to get to you, KC, and after KC, it's going to be, what's the order here? It's going to be, I believe, Jason, and then Sandra has a coyote problem. It's funny, just the other day where I live in Arizona, I was walking down, and I have an alley behind me, not an alley, kind of a walkway behind me, and this huge, huge coyote, and we kind of had this stare down between me and the coyote, and it just kind of walked away. They're just such beautiful animals, but they have to be kept away from your pets. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. Quick break, then we'll get back to as many calls as we possibly can. But right now, I want you to listen carefully. Okay, you're listening to my show. which tells me that you love, respect, and adore animals, right? But not every animal has the ability or the luck to fall into a home like you, my listeners, or mine. But here's an organization that's been doing amazing work for over 44 years, and I want you to really, really support them. And here's why. Every single dollar that you donate, every single one, you can take it from me, goes directly to help the animals. And it'll change the destiny of thousands of dogs and cats that were thrown out of cars, deserted in the wild, in the streets, in the woods all across America. Of course you want to leave that legacy behind. Who wouldn't? As I said, for over 44 years, Delta Rescue would never, ever, 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 ever be able to do the absolutely life-saving, amazing, critical work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my amazing listeners, and your support. And I want you to keep supporting them. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats, Delta, as far as I'm concerned, is the group that deserves your dollars. That's why I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. And here's why. It will make your legacy work for the animals when they need it most right now. It'll avoid fundraising costs and also provide tax benefits for you. It's a win-win situation for everyone. Delta Rescue, by the way, just happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and a day does not go by where they don't prove that every day that your donation dollars are doing exactly what they should be doing, hard at work, going directly to help the animals they've saved. But I get it. You may not be ready to make long-range plans. All right, but every donation, big, small, medium, everyone, is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just safe, not just healthy, not even just happy, but actually loved. That's right, I use the L word, loved, for the first time in their life. I want you to go to their website, deltarescue.org. That's deltarescue.org. I want you to actually read and visualize the stories of how these throwaway pets were rescued by Delta. Then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did, or to make a donation. Don't wait. They need you today. Log on to deltarescue.org. That's deltarescue.org. Or text them directly to dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. They're waiting for your help right now. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. Curious Cat, we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Just a reminder, every week I leave and the phone calls are busy as heck. I do a lot of tips. You can go to my website, thepetshow.com, or if you prefer, and I put a lot of stuff up there, subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's free, and I share a lot of information. I answer a lot of questions there. So just go to youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Subscribe, and you'll get some great info. I'm actually going to be increasing the YouTube as well. All right, let me go to KC in Hollywood. Hey, KC, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. I love you. I listen to you every week. How are you, sir?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that my friend Dr. May, so she had relocated to Arizona, and she's able to do house calls. She comes to my house all the time in the L.A. area, and I'm happy to get you her phone number. She's also, you can book appointments on veganvet.net, and she's been very good with my animals.
I know Dr. May.
Yeah, Dr. May is amazing. So she's building an animal hospital in Arizona right now, and I felt bad when you said on the radio that you were looking for a new vet. I know exactly how that is. So if you want to, I can just put you in touch with her. If you go to veganvet.net, her phone number that's on that, that's how I reach out to her. And she's cool because she'll come to the house. She's done dental at my house. She can pretty much do everything that you need outside of an operatory. And then both in LA, and I'm guessing as she starts to build her hospital in Arizona, she'll be in touch with other different vets where she can do operations and whatnot. But she's been very good to me over the years.
Well, she's actually been on the show with me and on a podcast with me as well. So yeah, I definitely, what I'm going to do is, let me do this, KC. Let me put you on hold, and the lovely Suzette, can you give Suzette all the information I need?
Yeah, I love Suzette. You guys are great. I hope you're having a blessed day, sir.
I'm having a one day, and you as well. I appreciate that. I'm going to put you on hold. Suzette will pick up and give it that. Yeah, Dr. May, I had her on because she's obviously a vegan veterinarian, and I thought it was an interesting. So I had her on my podcast. Oh, God, it's got to be a couple of years ago. I made more than a couple of years ago now, but I'm glad to hear that she's moving to Arizona. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. We are going to Jason in Santa Clarita. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. What's up?
Yeah, a few weeks ago you had a segment talking about, you know, like dogs and cats being put into shelters because, you know, just for whatever reasons.
Sure.
And you kind of thought about, you know, about that. And I had a German Shepherd, 150-pound love bug, that as I'd walk him every once in a while, especially with like women and their kids, like the kids would be interested because he's like such a big dog and they want to run over to, you know, pet him. And he was a very, very friendly dog. He loved kids. And the woman would sit there and say, no, don't go anywhere near him. He's going to eat you. And I heard that a few times. And I mean, it's like that attitude that they instill in the kid that dog's going to eat you is, you know, is what I think a lot of times why these dogs wind up in shelters is, you know. And one instance, this woman had her, you know, daughter, and as she was distracted by something, and the daughter had run over to my dog, and she was petting it, and the dog's licking it. And she turns around horrified. She's getting a giant lick across the face from my dog. You know, when the girl was finished, she'd say, Mommy, can we have a German Shepherd? And like I told her, I go, you know, if you're going to get one of these dogs, remember, if you get it as a puppy, I go, from the time its ears are down to their ears go up to their 2-3 year old, you're going to have your hands full. You have that baby proof the house. They are a handful. That's another reason why these people will think, oh, a German Shepherd, and they see the trained ones, and they think they automatically are from the shelter. And when they find out there's a lot of work, they give them up. And, you know, I don't think that's very fair. And I'm just wondering.
Well, Jason, you know, you're talking to someone who has a 10-inch tattoo of a German Shepherd on his right leg, who's been in situation. And I talked about
Seriously?
This before on the air. I would not be here with you today if it were not for some of the shepherds I trained that saved my life. At least twice that I know of, and probably more than that. So the bottom line is this. The problem is that kids nowadays did not grow up watching Rin Tin Tin. That's the problem.
Okay.
And they didn't realize what an incredible breed of dog the German Shepherd is. An amazing right. breed of dog. I think part of the problem is because years and years and years and years and years, German Shepherds were used for military. They were used for police. And that's because they had that stability. I mean, if you take a well-trained military dog, a well-trained police dog, something I know a lot about, they're as friendly and as great with any people as any other dog. But it's the fear that people have. It's the illegitimate fear that people have that crosses over to their child. And this way the child grows up reacting fearfully around dogs, which makes the right. child more apt to be a victim. And I think it's really important for parents to understand the concept. We live in a world now where I think 70% or 65% of us do have dogs. And the bottom line is, people need to adjust and introduce their children to dogs in a proper way. So what I would have done, perhaps, if I were the mother, I might have said to you, hey, excuse me, I don't know your name, but is the dog okay around kids? Is he friendly around kids? Is he okay? Right. Then let her make that decision whether she wants her kid to go there or not. But right off the bat, this is a kid that's going to grow up with a phobia about a specific breed of dog. And that's why when you know, I've done work with West Side German Shepherd Rescue and Orange County German Shepherd Rescue and New York State German Shepherd Rescue and Missouri State German Shepherd Rescue. And so many German Shepherds wind up at shelters because people do not understand what incredible dogs they are. And that's why I always recommend, if you can, go to a rescue, go to a shelter. 25% of all dogs at shelters are purebred dogs. Amazing dogs. Yep. My dog, I'm no longer with me, Skyler, came from West Side German Shepherd Rescue. An amazing dog. My friend Joe and Diane, Pam, I see Pam's watching me on YouTube right now. Surprised she's not calling, screaming, and yelling. But the bottom line is absolutely that parents need to teach their kids the proper way to be around dogs rather than making them fearful of dogs. That's where the problem stems.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you ever saw that. I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, but there was a posting that really hit home, and there's a picture of a little 3-4-year-old girl standing up and right next to her and giving a kiss is a German Shepherd sitting on his haunches, and the shepherd is as tall as the girl. And the upper caption reads, "They're not dangerous if they're trained correctly." And then below it says, "Neither are the kids."
Absolutely. Listen, I grew up with a German Shepherd that my father bought at Macy's. Because years and years and years and years ago, when I was growing up, Macy's sold dogs. And I have my two Chihuahua pincher chai pins right now. But my heart will always be with German Shepherds. Mm-hmm. Maybe because they saved my life several times. I don't know. But they're just, it's such a diversified dog. It's such a dog that we can, there's nothing we can ask a German Shepherd to do that they'll say no to. You know, yes. What else? Teach me more. Wonderful, wonderful breed. What a great call, by the way. So I'm assuming you have a German Shepherd, Jason?
No, I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm trying not to cry now because I lost about 3 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And, But yeah, I mean, he was, you know, when I used to work on the ranches, there was an old cowboy that told me, you know, when you go through life, you're going to have that one dog, that one horse, that one friend, that one job that would be, you know, heads and shoulders above anything else you ever own. And this dog was him.
Well, you know, if you want smart advice, you don't have to go to a college graduate. You don't have to go to someone with a doctorate. You just need to speak to a cowboy. I've learned more from cowboys than anything else. Anyway, great call, by the way. I got to move on. Don't go in. I'm going to put you on hold. We're sending you a T-shirt that says none of my friends walk upright. By the way, if you don't have one of those T-shirts, why? Go to my website, thepetshow.com. I think they're like $14 or $15. I'm not sure, but that money's going to go to the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund, which helps me save animals all around the country and Canada from small mom and pop groups. So check out thepetshow.com if you want to get one of those shirts. I think we just got a new order, and so check out the None of My Friends Walk Upright shirts at thepetshow.com. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Hey, speaking of thepetshow.com, I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. This is probably the last week I'm going to be able to do it. This is the first and the only time ever that on my personal website, thepetshow.com, don't forget that the, is throwing a BOGO sale. What's a BOGO sale? Buy one, get one. I learned that myself. Buy one NatureVet wellness product and you'll get the second one absolutely free. These are quality pet supplements and wellness products at insanely affordable prices. Just select two NatureVet products on my website only, thepetshow.com store, and enter the code BOGO at checkout to get your free item. Whether it's joint support, allergy care, or calming aids, NatureVet has the products you need, and at thepetshow.com, we make them affordable. Don't forget to enter the coupon code BOGO at checkout. Good while supplies last. And I'm happy to tell you the Hugs and Kisses Animal, my own product, the Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements, will be back in Amazon soon. You can get them on Walmart. We ran out. The people are buying them. People love my Hugs and Kisses. So check out Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements. I know they're available at Walmart.com. They're available at Amazon.com. I think they have the cat. They might be out of the dog, but they'll be getting the dog back in soon. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
I want to go gym. Want to jump in and shout. Down on the corner where the cats
are. Let's get those cats back in the house. We are back on The Pet Show. Just a reminder, when I get off the air here, I do my National Canadian Armed Forces radio show. So I'll give you that number in a little bit in case you're out there driving around and have a question or a comment. You can start calling that show at 1 o'clock. But right now, let me get back to the phone lines here. Let's go to Sandra in Woodland Hills. Hey, Sandra, welcome to the show.
The car goes by. We're going out in the center.
Hi, Sandra. How you doing? Sandra? Hi, Sandra. Did I hear Sandra?
Oh, there. Hi. I'm sorry. I'm trying to cross the road right now,
Better you cross the road carefully. Are you across now?
Yeah.
Okay, what can I do for
you?
Sorry,
we had a call and we had to go.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. We've got a real bad coyote problem. And we had a house fire and we're not living at our house, which is one of the problems. The other was all the rain and all the bushes that grew up in our backyard. And because we're not there and they can hide, there's been multiple sightings, and a neighbor has sent me pictures that there's at least two coyotes in the backyard. And
let's make sure we clear up the backyard. Number one, what I would do is make sure you have someone in to cut down the bushes in the backyard so they don't have a place to hide. If they don't have a place to hide, they'll move. So that's the first thing you need to do. That's number one. Number two is, I was talking earlier about the lady who called me up with the raccoon problem. What I would do is have some bright motion detection lights in your backyard. So when that coyotes go there, the lights go on. Is it always going to work and scare the coyotes? Coyotes are pretty brazen, so it may not. That's what I would recommend. The other thing I really, really recommend is make sure whatever food items may be in the yard.
The coyote, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
the coyotes have attacked our neighbor's chickens and killed them and chased our neighbor's wife. And just this last week, the neighbor's daughter was in the driveway. The coyote came running past her in the driveway, jumped over the fence behind my husband, and ran in the backyard in the daytime.
Okay.
So
okay, so here, the coyotes. Really scary. This is the time of year where they'll be out in the day. Yeah. It's warm. They'll be out in the day. So here's what you need to do. Again, those bright lights at night, even though it's nighttime and they're coming out during the day, that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, make sure there's no food sources in your backyard. That's number two. Number three is what I would like you to do is you can go online and have your neighbors go online and you can buy some dried cougar urine. Dried cougar urine. You can take some of that dried cougar urine, sprinkle it a little bit around the yard. This way the coyotes find a descent of a predator and they may be more apt to move on and not stay there. That's number three. And number four.
Number four.
You can get those at Amazon. You can get that at Amazon. A lot of gardening places may sell the urine as well.
And number four. Urine.
Okay, and this is really, really important. Air horns. Whenever I take my dogs out for a walk, when I was living in Santa Monica or now that I'm living in Arizona, when I take my dogs out for a walk or I go in the backyard, I always have an air horn, a small handheld air horn with me. This way, when I see a coyote or not a coyote, just a crazy stray dog, I have the ability to startle that dog or that coyote with the air horn. So that's what I would also recommend. But the first thing you need to do is clear up the backyard so there's no hiding places. This way, coyotes are very, very bright. They will move on somewhere else.
Okay, so we've got a contractor and you suggest the lights. And the cougar urine. And what was
cougar urine? Solar lights that go on by themselves, and they, you know, they're motion detection lights. Those are really important. In severe cases, I actually have the water hoses that automatically go on as well and squirt water around. You can get those as well. I think Home Depot sells those.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I would definitely give it a shot. Let me know how it works. In the meantime, don't go in. I got to put you on hold, but I'm sending you an air horn for your pet, and I appreciate that phone call. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we'll try to get to you, George, but let me just do this right now. If I don't get to answer your questions, the phone number for the national show, which starts at 1 o'clock as soon as I get off the air here, that phone number is 877-725-8255. Same type of show, give away the same type of prizes, but don't start calling till 1 o'clock, and then you can call 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. And I'm going to try to get to you, George, but just a reminder, the national show starts in 5 minutes. You can start calling at 1 o'clock at 877-725-8255. Let the phone ring. It goes into Washington, D.C. Same type of show, 877-725-8255. Let's go to George. Hey, George. Hey, George, how you doing? I may run out of time, but I'm going to try to get to your call. George, you have a four-year-old Rottweiler, and you want to get the Rottweiler accustomed to the cat. Is that correct?
To the two cats, correct.
Okay.
The Abyssinian and the Somali.
What a combination. Abyssinian, my favorite cat in the whole wide world.
Wonderful.
They are. So let's talk about the Rottweiler. Has the Rottweiler been exposed to cats in the past?
No, he was had to be rehomed because the previous owners had two chihuahuas that doubled him to no business.
I'm sorry, that the Rottweiler was going after the chihuahuas or vice versa?
No, the vice versa.
The chihuahua was going after the Rottweiler?
Correct.
Okay, so is he a pretty mellow dog or an active dog? What do you think?
He's very active dog, very smart, very, very smart. We've had two other Rottweilers, and he's the smartest by far.
How's he with people? And just loves people?
Loves people, licks them, tail wags like a little, you know, paddle boat.
Here's what I would try to do. I would try to get a couple of stuffed animals similar to your cats. I would rub the stuffed animals on the cats and spend some time with the Roddy and those cats, the stuffed animals, so they have the scent of the cats on them. I think that's real important. The more time he spends with the positive scent of the cats, the quicker the reaction is going to be to understand the cats as well. Now, once you've done that for a week, what I would also recommend that you do is make sure when you bring the cats out, one person's holding the cat, the dog obviously on a harness on the other side of the couch or whatever. When they start ignoring each other, that's enough for that day. I would introduce them little by little, just make sure every time they're together, it always ends in a positive way, and eventually they will get along with each other. But again, you're going to have to be very cautious at the beginning. I don't know the exposure. What was the Rottweiler's reaction to the Chihuahuas when they went after him? Did he run away or did he become assertive?
I don't know the answer to that one.
That would be a great answer to find out, because if you become passive with the Chihuahuas, then it's going to make our job a lot easier. Just make sure that every time you've picked up the cat or had the scent of the cat or every time he's around the cat, something very, very positive is happening. Dogs, especially Rottweilers, a breed I'm very familiar with. I trained them in the town of Rottweil in Europe. When you're working with Rottweilers, it's critical to understand that they are really passionate animals. And what you need to do is if they feel good about things that are around them, it's a lot easier for them to understand and adapt to them. So little by little, if he associates everything positive with the cats, you should be absolutely fine, and there's no reason that your Roddy and your two cats won't be sleeping whisker to whisker in no time at all.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Don't go anywhere, George. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sending you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, and I appreciate that phone call. We are just about out of time. I don't know where these 2 hours fly, but a couple of things that are really important, okay? Number one is, obviously, I don't have the same amount of time to go into the depth on the radio show that I do on my YouTube channel or my website. So starting now, and we're just really increasing the YouTube, I'll be able to go a lot more in depth, specifically answering questions that you may have. So I want you to go to my YouTube channel. Listen, it's free. I just like sharing information. It gives me the opportunity to go into a lot more detail, which I'll continue to do. Just go to youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, or you can check out the website, thepetshow.com. I'm really expanding the YouTube channel. Again, the reason for that is being on the radio for as many years as I am, I always go, oh man, I should have told them that. I just don't have the time. So answer your questions. I love doing a radio show with you, and we'll continue doing it for another 100 years. But the bottom line is, check out YouTube. I'll be expanding that. YouTube.com/Warren Eckstein. YouTube.com/Warren Eckstein. You guys absolutely amazed me. Again, remember that if I didn't get to your phone call, if you're driving around shopping and you have a question, oh man, I should have called. You can start calling in exactly 1 minute. Write this number down. 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me thank Suzette for her amazing screening and Alex for his okay production. Until next week, give all your pets a big hug and a kiss for you. One between the ears for me. I'm Warren Eckstein, and thank you for listening to The Pet Show.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. See you.